In this episode of the Smart City podcast, I interviewed the New Zealand coordinator of the Smart Cities Council Emerging Innovators and community focus advocate, Julia Hamilton. Julia is a strategic projects advisor for Wellington City Council in New Zealand and is doing some really exciting stuff. I'll start by saying that everything we discuss is personal opinion only and does not represent the companies we work for. Julia is particularly interested in using technology to support and enhance social outcomes. She talks about some of the projects she's working on and how smart city tech can be used in planning non-ticketed council events and is being used in emergency response situations to achieve better outcomes. New Zealand is part of the Digital 5, which I think now is called Digital 7. This is a network of leading digital governments focused on improving the digital economy. Julia also shares insight into the value of collaboration, responsive cities, and breaking down accessibility barriers to allow citizens to bring new information in for decision making. As always, I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as I enjoyed making it.
It's the Smart City Podcast, whoa, with Smart City experts, here we go. Connecting smart technology, both big and small. Smart cities are making life better for all. Big data, emerging trends, self-driving cars and more. The Smart City Podcast is what you're looking for.
Hi, Julia. How are you going?
Good, thanks, Zoe. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How is the weather in Wellington?
It's actually a very calm evening here, which is surprising since we're usually the windiest city.
Yeah, nice. Well, let's just jump straight into this and we'll start in the past. Do you want to give us a bit of info about your background?
Yep. So I'm originally from Tauranga, but I moved down to Wellington and studied policy and politics, and from there have ended up working in local government. My focus area was around community engagement, and I work within the community services team within the Wellington City Council, which is a really operational unit focused around community outcomes around wellbeing. So that's where I sit in the local government here in Wellington.
Yeah, awesome. So what sparked your interest in the smart city space?
Some of the work that we were doing was looking at, with our partners within the community, what the areas were that we wanted to work better on. And one of the areas that we identified was around evidence-based decision-making. And we said, what does that look like? And for us, that was a way to start to use data. We were approached by a private company called NEC, and they offered to support us with this and see how their technology solutions could potentially support what we were trying to do. So it was really from the community outcomes focus that technology was brought in as a way to support this. So we didn't seek out to use technology just for the purpose of that, but it's been a really interesting process around how we can use technology for social outcomes.
Yeah, definitely. So are there any particular technologies that you're interested in exploring?
So the technologies that we've worked with, one is that one we've developed with NEC, a project called Living Lab. So they've developed a data integration platform called Spectacle. And that's really a way for us to bring all the data together from within council, other government agencies, and also local stakeholders. One thing that's really interested me is around using a 3D model of Wellington as a way of creating discussions within the community and overlaying the data that we collect within that, so we can start to see how different behavioural patterns, where they occur within the city, and how the kind of makeup of the city can impact different types of behaviours as well.
Yeah, cool. No, that sounds really interesting. So what kind of things or projects are you working on at the moment?
So the Living Lab project's still underway. We gave it the name Living Lab to show that it's kind of ever evolving. And that project really is at the point now where we've successfully integrated data, but we're looking at how we can improve the visualizations to bring in contextual factors such as kind of weather, what events are on, and better ways of understanding the data temporally. The kind of most current project is a pedestrian mobility project, which we're wanting to understand how people move around and interact with our city from the pedestrian perspective. We have a lot of data around cars and public transport, but not much around pedestrians. So we're using two types of sensors, one for detecting Wi-Fi and one that counts people through a stereoscopic camera. So that the data we get from that will enable us to understand where people are going, where they're spending time. If we're looking at a specific event, we can understand how many people went to that event, how long they spent there, the ways that they came in and out of that event, and we'll be able to integrate that with some of the other data that we've captured through the Project Spectacle.
Yeah, awesome. That sounds really interesting. Do you want to dive into that a little bit more? Like, what are you hoping to achieve out of that project? You know, is it better planning, or is it, you know, models, or what exactly are you trying to achieve?
Yeah, so we held a workshop back in January with a whole lot of different stakeholders that we'd identified that might potentially be interested in that data once it becomes available. And so we had people from like agencies such as police, the Wellington Free Ambulance, we've got event staff, urban design staff, and it was really interesting to understand that this is a really valuable data set in terms of we plan cities for people, but we don't really understand how the people interact with the places that we make for them. One of the main kind of reasons for people wanting to look at this is we've got a big project in Wellington called Our City Tomorrow, which is basically looking at, we've got a huge population growth projected over the next 20 years, and how can we build the city to support that? So understanding how people currently move around the city and using that to do some kind of predictive analytics and modeling. Also down to smaller scale things. So monitoring, even specific areas within the city. So if we do an upgrade on a little laneway, we can assess the behavior kind of before and after the upgrade and see, does that increase the number of people using that space? And with events, I think it's really useful to be able to quantify the number of people coming to non-ticketed events. So generally, the council particularly runs a lot of free events, and we don't have any accurate way of understanding how many people went and how long they spent there. So that will be a really valuable data set for us to understand around planning and funding. The last example I can think of is, so the team that I sit in is also responsible for responding in an emergency. So we support people and animals, and we can use this information to inform us where people go during an emergency, in real time to understand where people are, and then also for future planning to understand how did people respond to that stress event, and is there things that we can put in place to either direct them in certain areas or change the way that people behave if they didn't kind of behave in the way that we would expect them to or want them to as well. So it's quite a broad range of use cases that this will be useful for, and it's really just how we making sure that we present the information in a way that can be used for these kind of various reasons.
Yeah, definitely. Where do you think that Wellington ranks when it comes to smart cities?
That's a good question. It's been really interesting. So we've had quite a lot of international attention around the projects that we've been doing. I think just because a lot of the smart cities projects have focused on infrastructure or technologies in that sort of space. And a lot of the kind of interest we've had is how we're using it around social outcomes and the different types of collaborations that we have within our city. And so I think that's one real benefit for Wellington, is that we had the existing kind of collaborations and connections with partners, and the technology is really just supporting and enhancing those relationships rather than saying, here's a cool piece of technology, what can we do with it? We are saying, here's a problem. Is technology a tool that can help us address this problem? And I think in terms of this project, we've been told it's kind of a leading project across New Zealand. We've had some interest from other cities such as Auckland and Christchurch, which are our kind of other two main centres. And I know with the pedestrian mobility, the Gold Coast have started to kind of look at that project as well.
Yeah, cool. So do you think that Wellington is a good place to pilot smart technology, or maybe not even technology, but smart concepts?
I think so. We had a really interesting roundtable discussion with the Deputy Minister for Infrastructure from Canada. She came over and she was asking us around smart technology and what's been working and what hasn't. And one conversation that came up was around size of trialing different smart technologies. There was quite an interesting debate with the different people around the table you know, should you try these things on a large scale so that you know they're going to work, or try it in a really small scale so that the risks associated with it failing aren't so great. And we kind of came to the idea that Wellington's a really good size because it has these smaller pocket communities, but the city as a whole, it's a capital city, but it's not too big to be able to trial out these different technologies. And I think Wellington is a very innovative city. There's a lot of kind of IT techie startups here, and that's part of the culture of the city. So I think we're definitely seeing an increase in the number of tech companies and startups happening. And I think it's really encouraging to see the council being willing to take a lead and work with, have some public-private partnerships around how we can utilize technology for city outcomes as well.
Yeah, cool. So one of the other things that you're doing right now is obviously the Smart City Council Emerging Innovators Group. How did you come to be part of that group?
So I met Adam Beck, who's the chief executive of Smart Cities Councils Australia and New Zealand. He actually came to New Zealand to do a talk series that I went to, and we got chatting, and he said that he was writing some kind of article pieces around the different projects that were happening around the world, and he wanted to hear more about what we were doing. And we were just discussing it, and he said to me, oh, it's really great to have such young people within the council leading this type of work. And then he was mentioning some of the people he'd met within Australia, and that there was a real desire to kind of create a network and be able to engage with each other and provide a platform for us to engage with other practitioners and have exposure to some of the other amazing things that are happening around. So Adam invited me to connect in with some of the people in Australia that had expressed interest, and kind of from there, the Emerging Innovators concept and group has grown from there. And I think it's a really exciting space to be in. There's a lot of enthusiasm, and I know particularly currently there's a lot of focus from government around using kind of innovative technologies. So that's really exciting, I think, both across Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah. No, I'm really excited to see where it kind of heads, and yeah, that we have kind of collaborated Australia and New Zealand, and then, you know, we're going to reach out globally as well. And I think that we've used technology, you know, not as the focus, but really as the enabler, even in creating the group, you know, and collaborating in that space. I think that it's been really exciting to kind of grow something purely through digital connection, because, you know, we have people in Sydney and Victoria, New Zealand, and we can connect on a meaningful level without actually seeing each other face to face, which I think is really exciting and the way of the future. I mean, it's the way of now, isn't it, really?
Absolutely. And I think it's been incredible, the fact that, you know, like most of us have never even met face to face, but we've been able to kind of pull this concept together. And I think that is really showing the power of technology and breaking down those barriers of, you know, like distance as well as kind of industry silos. So I know a lot of our group is really focused around kind of city planning, where I'm coming from more of a social background. And I think without the group, we may not have connected in, but I think it's that kind of overall theme of kind of better outcomes through technology, and whatever that looks like, there's kind of an interest aspect for everyone.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm really excited to see where it goes. So do you think New Zealand as a whole is a good space to pilot this type of technology, or, you know, are they open to the smart city kind of space?
Yeah, so I think New Zealand has kind of always been a pretty forward-thinking country. We're known for kind of Kiwi ingenuity and innovation. There's kind of a lot of small businesses that have come out of New Zealand through little kind of incubator programs. And meeting with, we had a D5 conference here, the Digital Five Nations. So that was New Zealand, South Korea, United Kingdom, Estonia, and Israel. And so representatives from those countries came to New Zealand, and it was really a chance for us to kind of show off the different things in the smart city space that we were doing. And I think it was a really encouraging kind of expo to be part of, to see the different parts of what New Zealand's doing, and seeing it led from kind of the government and saying this is a priority for us as a government to be using smart technology. I know there's a lot of kind of private companies that are doing really amazing stuff, and, you know, even through some of the funding that local government and central government are providing, that is to incubator spaces where private and kind of startup businesses can start to trial some of these smart technologies. So I think we're seeing a huge change from it being this kind of scary, untrusted, not sure about failing type of thing towards government saying, yes, we want to work in this new way, like kind of come and join us here in New Zealand. And I know there's definitely a big kind of push for IT type people to come here, but also starting to integrate into just everyday practices, kind of the smart city principles as well.
Yeah, definitely. So that kind of leads me to my next question, which is how do you think we can better integrate across the different disciplines, you know, government, universities, industries, that kind of thing?
So one of the projects that I was working on, the Spectacle Living Lab project, that really was around how we could better work with the central government agencies within the city that I live in around harm reduction. And I think providing easy and common access to a way to collaborate, even if that is through data, is really powerful. I know we used to turn up to our meetings quarterly with our piece of paper that talked about what our kind of agency was up to or interested in, or the stuff that we'd found. Whereas now on the platform, we can see in real time what everyone's working on, and our meetings are a lot more meaningful. And we can say, "Hey, I've noticed that this is correlating with this," which is really interesting. And I think having interest-based discussions. So with our data project that we've been working on, we've just been trying to really meet with anyone that we can and really understanding, saying to them, this is kind of what we're using it for, but how could this work for you? Is this a tool that would be useful to you? And I think a lot of the time, even as maybe a product or a project owner, you're kind of focused on your own use. But when you start to meet with other people, you can see actually this may be useful for a lot of things, or I hadn't thought how it could be used for that. So I think that's a really powerful way. I think one thing to remember is that while we can use technology as a way to break down barriers in terms of distance and that sort of thing, there's still a lot of value in the face-to-face interaction as well. And that's really important, I think, in the kind of developing trust between agencies. In New Zealand, there's still quite a siloed approach within government agencies, and they're starting to break down those barriers and starting to bring in businesses into the kind of day-to-day running of government. So I think that's kind of where we need to look to go.
Yeah, definitely. No, I like that you brought that face-to-face back in, because I think that's so important as well. And I actually think it being able to connect digitally, you know, it makes that face-to-face, you know, more valuable when you do. You know, you can progress so far with digital. I mean, you can progress all the way with digital as well. But then when you meet someone in person, you know, you've already developed this such, you know, a relationship. But then, yeah, it just adds another layer, engagement, which I find, yeah, really interesting. And melding those two things together, I think, is what a smart city is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, cool. So do you think that New Zealand can, we've already spoken about this a little bit more, but do you think that New Zealand can become leaders in smart city technology or smart city concepts or, you know, the smart city space?
Absolutely. I think being kind of chosen to be part of that D5, the Digital Five Nations, signaled that we are interested in being a leader. We are already taking a kind of leading role. And I think it's really just around how we kind of get exposure to what we're doing. We are a pretty small country, far away from anywhere. So just making sure that we're promoting the work that we're doing, because when we have been doing that, we've had a lot of interest, particularly from a lot of the Asian countries interested in the work that we're doing. And the interest, I think, is around using technology, but coming back to the idea of collaboration and how technology can assist with that. I think within the smart city space, there's a really strong thing around sharing the work that you're doing, so we're not duplicating it, and how can we kind of co-benefit from these types of processes as well.
Yeah, awesome. So what do you think the emerging trends are that people aren't talking about yet?
I think one area that there's a lot of potential for some kind of new work in is around responsive cities. So a lot of the stuff looks at how, as like an institution, so the council can be more responsive in terms of its infrastructure. But I think one thing to look at is how can we be more responsive to citizens, not just in terms of their needs, but also their ideas. So we integrate data kind of from official sources, but how can we have the citizens feeding in and leading these discussions and starting to really use it as a new way of looking at how, you know, decisions are made across cities based on this information. It really opens up a whole, breakdowns a whole lot of accessibility barriers. You know, we can start to have a lot more open data and enable kind of the everyday person to understand how we're making decisions, what data we're using, and also for them to contribute new data sets that we may not be aware of or hadn't even thought about. So I guess I'm coming from the kind of people focused lens around how we can start to bring in new information around decision making as well.
Yeah, awesome. Well, it's just been such a great chat with you this evening. I've learned a lot and I really enjoy particularly around that emergency response about what people do in those situations. Yeah, it's really, really interesting. And I think with council, you know, you touch so many things. So it's just the perfect place, you know, for smart cities, like concepts and tech. And I think it's, yeah, a really great thing that Wellington is doing, really embracing that. I love it. It's great. I just have one last question, which is how can people connect with you?
So they can connect with me. I'm on LinkedIn or otherwise just feel free to contact me on my council email address as well, which is julia.hamilton@wcc.govt.nz.
Yeah, awesome. I'll put all that in the show notes anyway. And yeah, thanks so much, Julia. I've learned a lot and yeah, I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, Zoe.
It's the Smart City Podcast. Whoa.
Thanks so much for listening to the Smart City Podcast. Show notes for this episode and all other episodes can be found at thesmartcitypodcast.com. If you have any questions or comments for me or any of my guests, connect with me via email, zoe@thesmartcitypodcast.com, or via the socials. I'm on Twitter and Facebook @smartcitypod. As always, I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as I enjoyed making it.
Smart City Podcast is what you're looking for.